Sulichana, 23, is trying to find out what happened to her husband. Witnesses say three men in civilian clothes stopped him, not far from his house in Vanuniya, in central Sri Lanka. They handcuffed him, shoved him in a plain white van, and sped away. That was a year and a half ago. He has not been heard from since.
Shocked and upset, full upset. Then he will made complaint to Vanuniya Police and ICRC, Red Cross, Human Rights Commission, and CMC also. All of saints, we will search.
Thousands of other families across Sri Lanka are doing the same, making the rounds at human rights agencies to find family members who have disappeared. The missing and the families left behind, most of them left struggling, impoverished without their breadwinners, are caught up in a growing list of atrocities being committed by both sides of this 25-year conflict between the Sinhala-dominated Sri Lankan government and Tamil militants, known as the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, or LTTE. The American government and others around the world say the LTTE is a terrorist organization. The numbers of the disappeared are in dispute by the Sri Lankan government, but human rights groups and foreign observers say that thousands of mostly Tamil men have been abducted in the past decade and remain missing. Palitha Kahona is Sri Lanka's foreign affairs minister. He says the government is sincere in trying to locate those who have disappeared. He says the numbers are being exaggerated by Tamil activists and international aid agencies to tarnish the government's human rights record. Kahona says he helped investigate the disappearance of 355 people from a list that an American diplomat recently handed to him.
To us, one person disappearing is one too many. When you have 355, it is a matter of serious concern. But then that list, when we went through it, there were repetitions in it. There were 23 in that list, whom we have located up to now. And they are well and kicking. There are others whose names appear to be suspiciously similar to names recorded by our immigration authorities as people who have left the country.
He says nearly half of the 355 people on the list were accounted for, and that authorities are continuing their investigation. Father Henry Miller is a Jesuit priest who has run the Catholic diocese here in Batticolo for about 60 years. He has a list of 8,000 people, mostly young Tamil men, who have been abducted in the past decade. He says most of them are still missing. He says the Sri Lankan government is touting a recent election here as a sign that democracy is flourishing and a part of the country once controlled by the LTTE. The winner of that election, the first here in 14 years, was a supposedly less militarized political split-off of the LTTE, known as the Temomako Vijitela Pulikal, led by a former LTTE commander. For some, their victory could usher in a new era of trust between the Sri Lankan government and the Tamil community. But Father Miller is skeptical. He says the TMVP is merely a proxy party of the government.
And now the government can say we have restored self-government to the people of the Vatikoa district. And it has not been done. This is the government's program. And with this, they proclaim to the world that we have now liberated and restored democratic government to the people of Vatikoa. It is a falsity.
Father Miller says that in the government's ongoing attempt to control Tamil militants, they treat all Tamils as potential terrorists. He says that, with Sri Lanka's civil war flaring up once again in the Tamil-dominated north, that is not likely to change anytime soon. A March report issued by the U.S. State Department cited almost daily extrajudicial killings and attacks against civilians by the army, paramilitaries, and pro-government militias in the government-controlled Jaffna Peninsula. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Batticolo, Sri Lanka.